From Spark and Anvil and Quillspell, this is Edema, in Chapter 1 of the Quillspell cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The market square in the Latin Quarter smelled like fresh bread and wet ink. It was the busiest part of the whole spelling academy, a neighborhood where words lived, tucked into a city you'd never find on any map. Six neighborhoods, one for each language family, and the Latin Quarter was the biggest of them all. Its streets were paved with smooth stones, and its square never stopped buzzing. A knot of new kids stood in the middle of it, looking lost. That was when a small woman crossed the square toward them with a quick, sure step, dark hair pinned up under a wide-brimmed hat, a worn leather satchel bumping against her hip. Something inside the satchel clicked softly with every stride, like little wooden tiles knocking together. "You look like you're hunting for something," she said, stopping in front of them. "New words, maybe?" A boy in the group held up a slip of paper. "We got stuck on this one, portable. We don't know how to spell the middle." The woman's eyes lit up. She reached into her satchel and drew out a small flat tablet of wood. A single word was carved into its face. Port. She turned it so the kids could see. "See that?" she said. "Port means carry. That's the heart of your word. Once you've got the heart, the rest just grows off it." She said the letter slowly, tracing the carving with her thumb. "Port? Able. Something you can carry." Then she pulled out another slip of memory from the air. And it doesn't stop there. Transport, carry across. Import, carry in. Export, carry out. A report is news you carry back. She grinned. One little route, a dozen doors. The boy stared at the tablet. "Wait," he said. "They're all the same word inside?" "They are," she said. "My name's Edema. I'm the guide here. Come on, I'll show you a few more."
Edema hadn't always been the guide. She'd started, like most people, as a kid who noticed something and couldn't stop noticing it. Her real name was Aurelia. She'd grown up in a house that spoke Latin at the dinner table. Her parents were both teachers, her grandmother copied books by hand for the kingdom's church, and her grandfather carved words into stone monuments with a chisel and a steady hand. To little Aurelia, none of this seemed strange. She simply understood two languages the way some kids understand two songs. Then, when she was about 8, she was reading an English book and something snagged. The word script looked at her funny. She said it out loud, and it echoed a Latin word she'd known her whole life, scriptum, something that was written. She sat very still. Then she grabbed another book and another. The word portable was hiding the Latin portabilis. The patterns weren't rare. They were everywhere, worn down a little like old coins, but still shining underneath. She started keeping a list. By 12, it filled a whole notebook, over 2,000 English words with Latin roots buried inside them. By 14, she could look at a word she'd never seen and simply guess what it meant by reading its roots. Nobody had taught her the trick. She'd found it herself by watching how words worked.
When Aurelia was 17, she walked into the great hall of the Quillspell Academy and asked to take their hardest spelling test. 300 words, some easy, some monstrous. Most students got about half right. Aurelia got 297. The academy master, a quiet woman named Lex, sent for her at once. "Let's try one you couldn't have studied for," Lex said, setting down her teacup. "Spell floxinosine hilipilification." Aurelia smiled. "That's not one word," she said. "It's a stack of little ones." She counted on her fingers. "Floccus, a bit of wool. Naucum, a tiny worthless thing. Nihilum, nothing. Pilus, a single hair. And the ending just means making something into," she shrugged. "Every piece means small and worthless. So the whole word means deciding something's worthless. You just spell the pieces in order." And she did, steady and slow, letter by letter, never once pausing. Lex had run the academy for 15 years.
She had never watched anyone take a monster word apart with their bare hands like that. She looked at Aurelia for a long moment. "You're not a student," Lex finally said. "You're a teacher. The Latin Quarter's needed a guide for years. Take it?" Aurelia said yes, and that day she got her new name, Etima, from an old Greek word, etymon, meaning true meaning. She has been the guide for 23 years now. She starts every first day lesson the same way. She opens her satchel and lays 5 wooden tablets in a row on the desk, so worn and smooth they gleam. Port, scrib, dict, vis, audi. 5 roots, she tells the new class. Learn these 5 and you unlock hundreds of words. She lifts each one as she speaks. Port, carry, scrib, write, dict, say, vis, see, audi, hear, watch. She picks up scrib. A scribe writes. So does a description, words written down about a thing. A prescription is written before you get your medicine. A manuscript is written by hand. She sets it down, picks up dict. Dict is say, so you predict, say beforehand. You contradict, say against. A verdict is a true saying. She looks up. Every kid in the room is leaning forward, and she knows exactly what's happening behind their eyes. A minute ago, spelling was a jumble of random letters. Now it's a code, and most of it makes sense. A girl near the back whispered it out loud, half to herself. It's not random. It was never random. There it is, Etima said softly. That's the sound I teach for. When kids ask if it's hard, she always says the same thing, eyes twinkling. They're not hard. They're patterns. Learn one root, and the rest almost spell themselves. At the end of that first lesson, a small boy shuffled up to the desk and asked, the way kids do, if he could just hold one of the tablets. Etima placed port in his open palms. He turned it over and over, running his thumb across the letters, the way she did, the way her grandfather must have run his thumb across chiseled stone. The wood was warm from her hands, and impossibly smooth. 23 years of curious fingers had polished it soft as river glass. The boy looked up at her, and there was something new in his face. Not just curiosity anymore, something steadier. The look of a kid who has just realized the world has patterns in it, and that he is allowed to learn them. Etima felt it settle warm behind her ribs. The quiet, brimming gladness of watching a door open in someone else, the exact door that had opened in her, all those years ago, at a dinner table full of old words. She didn't say anything. She just let the boy hold the tablet a while longer, and stood there, full and glad, in the buzzing golden light of the square. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Etima. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.